Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, May 17th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Raymond Brownell. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the fascinating stories behind notable figures and historical events. Today, we're exploring the life of Raymond Brownell, a name that resonates with courage, perseverance, and dedication in the annals of military history and those particularly keen on World War I narratives. Raymond Brownell was born in Tasmania, Australia in 1894, and his life story is undoubtedly a testament to bravery and leadership. Throughout today's episode, we will explore his early life, military career, and enduring legacy. Does the valor of soldiers in the past inspire our current definitions of heroism? Let's delve into that. Raymond's journey began in the scenic locales of Tasmania, where he was born into a well-to-do family. Moving into his teen years, Brownell attended the prestigious Launceston Church Grammar School, fortifying a foundation that would later underpin his military exploits. When World War I broke out, Brownell, like many young men of his time, enlisted in the Australian Imperial Force. Imagine the courage, young individuals barely stepping out of adolescence, setting off to confront the harrowing spectacles of war. His first destination was Gallipoli, a campaign that remains a significant hallmark in Australian and New Zealand military history. During these early days of his service, Brownell was wounded, an event that was just the beginning of his wartime challenges. After recovering, he didn't retreat to the safety of home, which would have been a reasonable choice. Instead, Brownell headed to the Western Front, a tumultuous line stretching from the North Sea to Switzerland. His tenacity and leadership qualities did not go unnoticed. What does it take, do you think, for someone to not only return to battle after being wounded, but also to lead with even greater fervor? Here's an anecdote that encapsulates the man's mettle. During the infamous Battle of Bullecourt, Brownell's actions were exceptional. Amid chaotic trench warfare, he managed to capture a crucial German machine gun position. For his gallantry, Brownell was awarded the Military Cross, a prestigious military decoration awarded for exemplary gallantry during active operations against the enemy on land. Transitioning from his wartime saga, it's crucial to ponder upon what drove individuals like Brownell. Was it sheer patriotism, a quest for personal glory, or a mix of both? How do you view such motivations in today's context? Post-war, Brownell's life didn't dim away into obscurity, although the echoes from the battlefields inevitably followed him. He returned to Tasmania, stepping into civic duties, notably as a commissioner of the Tasmanian Board of Inquiry into Launceston's water supply. His involvement highlighted a different kind of service, showing how warriors could transform into custodians of civic welfare. In the later years, Brownell moved to mainland Australia, taking various clerical roles before finally settling into a position with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation until his retirement. His passing on April 25, 1974, marked the end of a life laden with both visible and silent victories. Reflecting on Brownell's life story propels us to examine the multifaceted impacts of war on individuals and societies. It's fascinating how the theaters of conflict shape not just the destinies of those who fight, but often the very essence of their being. It begets the question, in our current climes, removed yet repeatedly reminded of global conflicts, how do we honor and learn from the legacies of soldiers like Brownell? In closing today's episode, I urge you all to think about how history remembers its heroes. Can we, in our everyday lives, draw inspiration from their resilience and dedication? Raymond Brownell's story is a chronicle of valor, duty, and an enduring commitment to society, themes that are timeless and relevant, regardless of the era. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. Until next time, keep exploring the past to understand the present, and may history's tales inspire your daily ventures.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Raymond Brownell. Thanks for listening. See you next time.